Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, just in case you've been following along Lee McNabb's journey with her podcast, with her husband, that they do, radio.com, 99.7thepoint.com. They've been on a journey of sorts, Taylor.
They got married 2 years ago, and ever since they got married, they've been trying to have kids, and they've struggled.
Yes. And she came in on Friday with an update for us.
So I just had this conversation with Taylor in my office.
Okay.
And I had to lie to her face.
Okay. Wait, what did you say?
Because I'm over 12 weeks pregnant right now.
What? Shut the front door! Shut up! Are you really?
Yes, I am.
That's amazing.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. So I've been really, really sick, so I haven't been here a lot. Yeah. And Aaron totally called me out because
he was
like, why are you never here? Like, you're never here. But I could kind of fake it with you guys because you'd be gone and then I could throw up after you left and stuff. But I was in the ER the other night.
Is that why?
Because I can't take any medication. I've been getting these really bad migraines. And so I am a crappy boss, but I'm not that crappy. I've just been really, really sick.
That's
well, now
so,
you have an excuse for it.
Yeah. Right, right. So there's my excuse for being a crappy boss.
But hold on. You really did lie to my face.
Like 2 minutes ago.
And it was awkward.
Was it believable?
I brought up the whole infertility thing because we connect on that.
Yeah.
And she was like, I could just see it in her face. And I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up. It's a sensitive topic.
Well, I don't want to lie to you about it. So I just have been like avoiding it. Like, how's fertility stuff? Oh, great.
That's really all good. She said.
Because I still take all that medicine. So that wasn't a lie.
Okay.
But there is a creature in here. I've seen it 3 times.
What? Is it a dinosaur?
It is. We've nicknamed it Skeeter so far.
Oh,
and
cute.
I'll see it again tomorrow.
Wow.
And then it's
how
due.
Awesome.
It is due January 22nd.
That's is awesome. The best news all day.
So what's your birthday?
January 18th.
This is going to be so awesome to watch you go through this.
Get fat. And
especially with all the hormones
it's
around the
awesome
office.
It's awesome to watch me cry and throw up.
How awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm
12 weeks, 2 days.
Shut the front door.
You guys have been doing the podcast, but let's go back to when did this journey, when did you go, let's do this, and then how long has it been trying?
I knew I had fertility issues for a long time. I was married before, and so we had fertility issues. And obviously, it didn't come to fruition, and everything happens for a reason.
Right.
But then when we got married a year ago, May, we started trying right away because we knew it would take time. And I'm old. Like, I'm going to be 38 when this baby's born, in theory.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like, we got to get this show on the road.
And you did get the show on the road.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So it took a year. I actually found out I was pregnant the day of my dad's funeral.
What?
Stop it.
You can play the Circle of Life in the background if
wow.
you'd like. The Circle of Life.
That's deep.
Yeah.
And you're going to make me cry.
And
every
Skeeter
time
was
you
my
bring
dad's nickname,
dad.
So that's why we're calling it
oh,
Skeeter right
now.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I told Wicked a couple days later because I just wanted to, I had to confirm it with a pregnancy test in the Independence Target bathroom because that's where all good people find out if they're pregnant.
I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
So we just told our families. That's why I was on vacation, is we just told our families.
How did they react? Obviously excited, but did somebody have an out there reaction?
Yeah, my mother-in-law was bawling, and then we were in a restaurant, and she insisted on telling everyone in the restaurant, I'm going to be a grandma. We're like, you're already a grandma.
I'm going to be a grandma.
So that was kind of fun.
How
and my
cute.
Mom does this thing where she laughs and then she cries. Like, she can't decide if she's happy or sad. So it's like, and kind of looks like a freak. So those were probably the two.
Gosh.
The two best.
I can't deny this makes me want to have another baby.
Oh.
Talking about,
I'm just
going
to let you babysit is what I'm going to do.
I'm in.
Wait. You
in.
Want him to babysit?
Oh, I'm a champ.
No, you're a great
his
dad.
His girls are turning out
okay.
Oh,
so.
And let me say, Brady's a good name. It's a good name for a boy
or a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, so for
just,
a girl.
It's 2018.
I think it's going to be. We all think it's going to be a girl, but we won't know.
Now you have at least one niece.
I have 2 nieces and 2 nephews, so we're the tiebreaker.
Ooh. Okay.
What do you want?
I want a boy.
Start off with a boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can,
really?
So I can we play sports take, and be rough and tumble.
Not? Let's make a bet.
Let's take, what we do is we do the take a bet on what day it'll show up. Right.
You can do date, you can do weight, you can do
all that.
All of the things.
This baby is a gift for all of us. Now we get a gamble.
Hey,
I cannot say congratulations enough.
Thank you.
This is going to be a wild ride. It's the weird thing about parenting is it's so cliche yet so individual at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, everybody's been in that relationship. It's going to be crazy. Are you ready?
No.
Good.
This is the longest I haven't had a drink. I'm surprised you didn't catch on because I haven't been drinking.
Yeah.
I thought it was just part of the trying thing.
No, that's what you said.
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah, but that didn't last very long the last time I tried it.
That is so
there
awesome.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you can listen to their entire podcast of their
journey.
Process.
Yes.
In a way, it's Wickedly in Love, 99.7thepoint.com.
Skeeter Wicked is our Tell Me Something Good for Monday, July 16th.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!